Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A huge thank you to our sponsors at Karma Cola. Please never leave us. We love your product. And in the summertime in New Zealand, it's the perfect thing to guzzle on down and cool our hot little hot tamale bodies. What,
I hate that,
Alice?
You said
what?
Guzzle.
Guzzle? I know. And as soon as I said guzzle, I regretted it. But you know what?
Come?
What other
the
word?
The minute you said guzzle, I thought.
No, I didn't. You know what? No. I think it's so stupid that because guzzle is like talking about like ingesting a large amount. You wouldn't guzzle. There's not enough cum in the world to guzzle it.
There is definitely cum in the world. There are 6 billion people in the world. There are 3 billion men.
I know.
Men. If you got all of those
from
men
one
to
man,
cum all once.
From one person. Once, from one person.
Are you talking about like
they could
cum
not
over
create
a lifetime?
Look, and we're being very heteronormative in thinking that it's only men that can cum. All right?
That's not heteronormative.
You could guzzle cum from.
Don't throw around words you do not understand. Anyway,
it's
thank
very,
you to cum.
You know, it's just very
so
like. It's just very like of the moment to like not assume that girls can't. So sorry, we've got sidetracked.
No, we did get sidetracked, but thank you so much, Karma. A question though: do girls come? Is that a real thing? Because I read that squirting was just urine.
No, it's not. It's a thing. I wouldn't personally know because I haven't done it, but it's a thing. So I've looked into it. Thanks, Karma. Wow, that was terrible. That was one of our worst ones. Okay.
All right.
Hello. Okay, hang on. Okay.
Should we do a quick one?
No. What are you doing?
I'm not doing. I'm literally not doing anything. All that fucking hell. We're so out of practice.
What, a quick episode, do you mean? Should we do a quick one?
No, I mean, should we do another quick karma ad? One that doesn't talk about guzzling cum?
Yeah, well, you were the one that brought up fucking guzzle.
You literally, I did not bring up guzzle. You said
the
word guzzle.
I said guzzle, and then you brought up how it was bad.
Well, because I was trying to be the voice. I was trying to be the voice of the listener at home who was going, "Oh my god, do they
you
know
need
that
to
they
own.
Basically
you,
just made
you,
a reference to cum?"
You need to own that you roadblocked that. You absolutely didn't yes and it. That was your fault.
All right.
You start the next ad.
Okay, cool. A big thank you to Karma Cola for all that you do for us now and in the future for years and years to come.
Kind of gross you said come.
Leave both of these in. Lucky karma, man. Lucky karma. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart. Bonus of the heart.
Did you do a singing lesson yesterday?
Yeah, I did do a singing lesson yesterday. Yeah.
For what?
Because I just was like, you know what I want to do? I want to learn how to sing. So I did a singing lesson.
Where did
lesson.
You do the singing lesson?
I did it in Auckland. I don't want to reveal. I don't want to reveal the location of the singing teacher? Should they be inundated with requests?
Yeah, sure. Well, the listeners will be just shocked by the results that they've heard so far. So they'll be really, you're really selling it.
Yeah.
You're really selling this.
We've only had one lesson so far. It was basically like one of those things like, I never do anything just because I was like, oh, that will be fun. And I also haven't learned anything new in ages. So I was like, I'll learn something new. I want to learn how to do something new.
So I got to just say, this is our first episode back in possibly like 6 months almost.
Yeah.
And you just started it with saying that you're going to start, you're going to do a song and then not do a song. This is fucking amateur hour. What is the fuck is going on here? I'm angry.
Don't be angry.
I'm hangry. I'm hangry.
I'm so hangry. I know. We should probably start off with an apology and just say so sorry for the long hiatus. Here's the true and real explanation of what happened. Rose and I spent a lot of time hanging out with each other in private, not live on the air. And yeah. We ran out of content for things live on the air.
And we ran out of, like, the impetus to, like, record it. Like, fuck, yeah, man.
Yeah. We were literally...
Much, like, they've got to plug in, like, a mic to, like, the USB and to, like, the... Yeah. Computer, and then we've got to put it, and then we've got to record it, and then send it to someone else that puts it together, and it's just fucking tiring.
Yeah, you have food to order, you know.
I know. And,
yeah,
I know.
But honestly, we should say just yeah. Well, that's the kind of thing I associate with you. Basically, the whole time you were in New Zealand, all you did was line up for those fucking Tetsu cheesecakes.
I only got two of them. Man, they were beautiful.
And the amount of time you spent lining up for cheesecakes, we probably could have recorded a whole year's worth of bonus episodes.
You know what? I cannot argue with that.
And I wouldn't ask you to argue with that.
I know what my priorities are for me. Yeah. And that's lining up for cheesecake. But no, apologies. We just spent so much time together, and it was good times and good content. But you can't look at your friendship as content. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
you can't.
This is not what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was beautiful.
I guess
I'm moved.
You can't. I'm going to get that printed on a mug. You can't see your friendship as content. So bleak.
I'm going to get it done in like a tapestry.
It'd be beautiful.
What, is
it
what you call it? What do you call that thing where you hook it? Where you hook it
with a knit. Tapestry.
Is it?
Well, shit, yeah. Cool. Like, what?
Okay.
Like a tapestry for your wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, big news on my end.
Yeah.
I flossed out a bit of my tooth yesterday.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible stuff. So, what measures have you taken now? Have you gone to the dentist?
No, I called them though, and I could not get an appointment till the new year. So I said, don't worry about it.
Is it hurting? Does it hurt? Is it sensitive?
Here's what I will say. It's growing in pain.
Wow.
It was fine.
Oof.
But also I've kind of become obsessed with touching it. You know when you have something in your mouth that's like slightly different to what it is normally, and then all you want to do is just like put your tongue on it?
Yeah. Isn't that just like the basis of like BDSM?
No.
Well, you know how like a itchy bite is just like a small amount of pain, and that's why you scratch it, because it feels good to like, and that's what it is with your tooth, right? You want to wiggle that tooth until it pops out.
I don't want
to freak you out. Don't touch it.
No, you're not freaking me out. Honestly, all I was thinking is about like, you know how like 6 and 7 year olds have like their teeth like coming out and they like wiggle them with their tongue.
My God,
basically, you're
so
saying
gross.
That was like them laying the foundations of like BDSM for them
BDSM.
Later on
Yeah, I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm just kidding. God,
don't be ashamed of anything. live your
don't
truth.
Be ashamed of anything. The bonus mug set. Don't be ashamed of anything. And friendship isn't about content. That's the mug set we'll be putting out for Christmas.
Oh my God. I feel like
it's Christmas
fly
time.
Off the shelves. So this
it's
is
Christmas.
Christmas.
I hate Christmas.
There you go. It's kicking in. That was a lesson.
What?
That was
Christmas?
Beautiful. No, I just sang that song. Did you even hear it?
Yeah, I know. I heard it. It was pretty good.
Thank you.
What's that song?
You know,
and a Merry Christmas.
And a happy
New Year. We just sing it at different points now. It's the worst Christmas sing-along. I don't know why I'm not into Christmas this year. I'm just really not into it.
I'm so sorry to hear that, because I reckon I'm like getting into it this year. I get into it every year.
Tree.
Yeah, it's kind of my favorite holiday. What I like about it, Yeah, it is. Yeah. I like it more than birthdays. I like it more than, I guess, Halloween, Easter, or like long weekends. I love it.
I guess. I'm trying to turn... I'm trying to, you know what, I'm trying to do a PR move on is the new year.
Okay.
Because I think I hate New Year's parties. I hate going out on New Year's. But yeah. I want to give like Happy New Year presents. Or like celebrate Chinese New Year or something. I don't know. Because I just think it's always so bleak. But then Christmas is bleak to me because up here it's just cold and gross and everyone's just like, no, that was a mulled wine. And you're like, fuck off. It just kills me. Because it's just a coping mechanism for them to get through this bleak, bleak winter.
Yeah.
It's all it is. And in New Zealand, it's nice and summery. But yeah, it's
beautiful here. It was bloody hot today. I was sweating all day. This evening I went to this is going on a tangent from Christmas and more
sound
into kind
drug.
Of like, do I sound drunk? I have had a beer today.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Things are kicking off. So not on the Christmas front, but I went over to my brother's house to babysit his children while he went out present shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids has like become obsessed with their mortality. They're 8 years old. And whenever happens, she thinks she's going to die. So she had like a sore tonight. Her thing was that she had a sore leg. And so she assumed it was blood clots.
Oh no.
I know. That's what I think. Crazy? That is what you think. She's like a young you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we need to talk to each other and freak each other out. Like I come and try and talk, chat to her. I think I've got blood clots. I think you do too. I think you're on the right path here, actually. I think you should
medical
advice. Don't seek medical advice. Just stew with it, sit on it. And
die.
Sort of just
die if that's die, the consequence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it
would help. Here's my question for you in a hypo. Would you rather go to the hospital because you think you have a migraine or, but you have no symptoms really, all you've got is like, just like a sore head. You know, like, it's not crazy sore, but it's like sore.
Yeah.
And you've had it for a couple of days. Okay. Would you rather go to the doctor and be like, I think I've got a brain hemorrhage based on nothing? Or would you rather just die?
It's a hard one. The embarrassment of going to, like, how much will it cost me to go say, I think I've got a brain hemorrhage?
Well, Trump's America, so free because we're in England.
We're from New Zealand, England, yeah. I probably would just die.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, me too. I always wondered if that made you suicidal. But then I was like, if I get a sore
head
late at night. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I'm not suicidal. I'm just lazy.
Lazy, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's... God, me too.
Oh, let's crack on. Let's crack on with this episode.
Let's fucking crack on because, look, I mean, we're here to do something. Oh, the quality of these just gets so much worse.
I know.
I mean, to be honest, I think one of the segments of the show now is talking about how the quality is going downhill.
We need a jingle
fully
for
fledged
it.
Segment.
It is a fully fledged segment, yeah. Just to talk about, because like, what have we covered so far? Nothing. That's the answer.
Nothing.
Do you know what the highlight of this episode was? The highlight of this episode was the paid advertisement that we did at the top of it. That was legitimately the highlight. And it's
segments we used to have and how like fucked I so not to do them. Like I'm so like, they're the most, you know, they're satisfying, good, structured pieces of, you know.
No, I think you're misremembering.
Content. Yeah. No, yeah, they're not. Yeah, I think I'm misremembering. So bad. Okay, so.
Did we have segments? We did. We had what's it, who's
it? We'd start a segment and then, like, give up on it, like, the week after.
Oh my God. If anyone's still listening to this podcast, past.
I know. You need to go to the hospital. You have a brain hemorrhage.
No, but if anyone is still listening to this podcast, please tweet at us some segments that you wish that we would bring back.
Yeah.
And that we would do.
And we won't bring them back. But we'll just feel good about our work.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is Christmas time. And
so
what
is
Christmas?
No!
Look, if you're not going to sing the whole song, don't sing
and
it.
What have you?
What did you, genuinely, what did you do with your singing lesson?
I went in there. Mm-hmm. First of all, I was really nervous because one-on-one. I was really nervous because I'd just taken my tampon out, so I was just free bleeding into my period panties. So I was like,
oh, wait, I need to talk to you about those because I am torn. Anyway, go on.
Do you want to dive into that now?
No, because we're currently in a tangent and we can't go off in a tangent and within a tangent.
We can do a tangent within a tangent.
Okay, very, very brief aside.
Yeah.
Period panties, not for day one. I'll tell you that much. And period panties, I don't see the point in them when you're already wearing a tampon because I do not leak.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, don't show off because there'll be some listeners who will be leakers. Okay.
Yeah, I know. But
and
like,
they're not
going to
feel good if you're just like flaunting your tight,
liner,
dry pussy in front of everyone.
A panty liner in normal underwear is less bulky than those period panties.
Period panties are not bulky.
They are bulkier than a panty liner.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yes,
bulky.
They are.
No, they're not.
No,
bulky.
You're wrong. You are wrong.
Did
you're
you leave some packaging
wrong.
In them or something?
No.
Did you leave like tissue wrap around them?
What kind of panty liners from the 1970s are you fucking with? I'm talking about some
I don't
slim...
fuck with panty liners.
Well, yeah, that's your problem. You're thinking of
Full stop.
Okay. Anyway, go on.
Full stop.
You're just seeing your tampon out, whatever. And you're
anyway,
nervous.
So... Well, I was just worried about that. I was like, "What if the you know, what if they don't work?" I guess that was my concern. But they were, as per usual, superb.
Did you think it would make you sing better without your tampon in?
No, I was just like, I just want to give it a go without. You know?
Okay.
I think it's just better to be without. Sometimes.
Okay.
Not all the time. Not
without a tampon. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So we did a lot of like breathing exercises. A lot of like.
Yeah.
Like ooze and like sliding things, and I learn about my larynx and about how to like properly breathe into my diaphragm, and then we sang some songs which I found very difficult because she goes, so what's a song you sing? What's a song? What kind of music do you like? So immediately I was self-conscious. I was like,
yeah.
I don't want to tell you what music I like.
You want
to
say something
I find
really
that
cool.
Question
like,
to be like
Leonard Cohen.
I was like, that question's so intimate and vulnerable. Like that is the most vulnerable thing a person could ask me is what kind of music do you like? And so I just did like a classic, I don't know, you know, like, I guess I like pop.
Oh my God.
I was so vulnerable. I was like, I guess I like pop music. And then we were talking about it and she was like, okay, so like, well, what's like a song that you like sing all the time? She was like, or is there something you're working towards? And I have in my mind this possibility of doing like a bit where I like earnestly sing a song. And I was like, well, I want to like maybe work towards doing that, so it would need to be like a song that's like super earnest. And she was like, well, like, do you have an example of that? And I was like, well, last year, you know, when I ended my show, I played like Robbie Williams' Angels.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So I was like, she was like, great, let's sing.
I feel like I'm giving birth right now. Oh my god.
Anyway, so she put it on like karaoke version and with the lyrics coming out, but I just like I couldn't do it. I was like, I just cannot stand in a room with this person. And sincerely sing Robbie Williams's Angels. And then I was like, I was like to her, I cannot do this. I'm sorry. Like, I really, I'm such a willing participant and I want to do everything you want to teach me. But I just can't, I can't sing this song in a room alone with you.
This is all, the joy of the story is coming in waves for me.
Okay, great. Because then she goes. So what's a song you sing all the time? Now, anyone who knows me knows that the song I sing all the time is the song from Dreamgirls.
bit where she's like,
and I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And I was like, well, I can't say that because it feels like cultural appropriation. So I was like, I'll do my backup song. Yeah. And my backup song is the song I always sing all the time is Tina Turner's River Deep, Mountain High.
Yeah, you do.
I do sing that song all the time. So I was like, I sing this song all the time. So then I found myself in a position where I was, to get out of Angels, I was now singing Tina Turner alone in a room. With the singing teacher. And at one point she goes to me. She goes, I think you're just shouting.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, so good.
Oh my god. Oh, that's too much. That's too much. What makes it cultural appropriation to not sing Dreamgirls but to sing Tina Turner? Is my question. Yeah, I hope you know who Tina Turner is.
I do, of course. Oh boy. Yeah. I don't know. I think I was just like, I was remembering.
It's a hard out song to sing.
Yes, it's a hard out song to sing, but also I was remembering like the scene from, I don't even know what it's from, but where a girl, an African American girl, goes to like a white school and they're doing a production of Dreamgirls and they're all on.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's Orange is the New Black, actually.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow, are you going to go back?
Oh, yeah, God, I can't wait. I've got exercises to do.
I love this. This is so good. I want to go to singing lessons.
Honestly, learning something was like the most fun thing. I realize it's been so long since I've been like taught something.
Yeah. No, it's so exciting. I used to do singing lessons in at high school at Auckland Girls. We used to be able to do like these music lessons where you could get out of class to go and do like a half hour 40 minute music lesson.
That's so
and my guitar, it was so good. The guitar teacher was high all the time and he would always have to be drinking in nippies and he would just let us stay like hours after we were supposed to go back to class. So like, it was basically this great racket where you just had to pay $30 a term to essentially just say, just leave any class at any point to say I need to go to my music lesson. And then just never come back.
That's so good. It was so good. That's so good.
I know. I had vocal lessons as well, and they used to be from this older woman, and then they were taken over for a while by a boy who looked like Edward Cullen, and it was so hard. Those lessons were very hard, mostly because it was like something out of a teen movie. We'd be in the music room and it would be like during lunchtime and like all of these girls would be like standing outside the window just staring at him because obviously at an all-girls school, we're horny for anyone. Hello?
Oh, fuck. I think I lost you there for a second.
Oh.
No, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
All the girls would be standing outside the room doing what?
Wanking. No. they'd be... they would be just staring Some of them could have been. But man, he was hot. He was so fucking hot. Oh my God.
I'm learning so much about like masturbation and shit at the moment because I'm writing this sex ed series for teens.
Oh, cool.
And so I've been reading all up on masturbation and stuff. And it really made me feel like I missed out on my high school years of it because I didn't really masturbate during high school.
I didn't masturbate at all. I've talked about it in my show. I did not until I was 18. And
until you were of legal age. You know what?
Honestly. Yeah, until I was legal age to take advantage of myself. But I got so much shit done in those years, to be honest.
What, before you started masturbating?
If I had discovered wanking, I would have just been dead to the world.
Do you reckon? You just would never have gotten out of bed, eh? You're like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's your Sunday.
Well, I just funneled that unknown sexual energy of what I did not know was sexual energy into other things, like, you know, learning the ukulele and watching, I guess, movies and stuff.
That's awesome.
Craft, man. I suppose. Anyway, fuck. Okay, we don't have any time to discuss. Oh, what the fuck are we doing?
We don't
have any time. We've got like literally...
Should we call this one a bonus here? Maybe we won't even release this.
Look, let's talk about what we're going to talk about in the next episode. Let's wait because this is a catch up ep.
Yeah, this is a catch up ep. Should we talk about one person I find a little bit hot?
And I've got one as well. But
okay,
we can
just
do a quickie.
Just a little quickie. Christian Bale.
Yeah. Okay. Duh. Nah. Duh. That's not.
Yeah, but I like
You're not
him
allowed
now
to
that he,
say
I like
Christian
him now.
Bale.
Hold on. I like him now that he's all chubby for a role.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Christian Bale is a honey from way back though, right?
Honey's such a funny word. Oh, do you know what honey potting is? This is one of the things I learned about. Honey potting is when you use your sexuality to get people to do what you want.
I did know that.
Oh,
and
cool.
Are you looking that up for your sex ed?
Yeah.
Teen sex ed series.
Yeah, I absolutely am. I also learned that the clitoris is about the same size as the penis. It's just all internal.
Yeah.
Isn't
the penis just a stretched out clitoris?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, okay. I know.
Okay.
But that's why it makes it more intense, isn't it? Because all of the nerve endings are in the same spot.
What makes what
same
more intense?
Little P. The clitoris?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, basically, a penis is just, like, this big slab of, like, quite, like, non-sensitive, you know, skin.
Yeah, speak your mind. Yeah.
Speak my truth. Someone who I find hot? P. Diddy.
Oh.
Why?
Did you just recently watch his Vogue video or something?
I didn't. No, I watched Girls Trip.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Is it good?
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I loved it. It was so good.
Sweet.
I just thought that he's got this real... He's got something. And I think it's because he always wears glasses.
Okay, cool. I felt like that went well.
Stop talking.
Why? Do you want to do
because
a...
Because we're done. We're done here. It's over.
Okay.
This podcast is over.
I feel really good about that, actually.
I think we had a good catch up. It was really cool to hear about your batshit crazy singing lessons.
Well, I mean, it wasn't batshit crazy. It was just normal, regular. Normal, regular.
The fact that you had to tell her no. The fact that she went to put on, she started playing an instrumental version of Angels by Robbie Williams, and you, an adult woman... nearly 30, had to say, I can't do this, is batshit.
No, it's not. What do you normally sing at a singing lesson?
Well, you wouldn't say, I'll sing this, and then don't sing it. It's like, it's like something out of like fucking About a Boy or some shit, or like, it's like, it was just getting stage fright.
I couldn't, it wasn't stage fright, it was just like I couldn't. So because like, what are the first like lyrics of Angels by Robbie Williams? Fuck. Angels,
it's on, it's not Angels, it's not Angels, it's hang on,
it goes, I think it goes,
I sit and wait.
Yes, okay, that bit. Does, I was just like, can you, yes, that bit,
contemplate my something, and do they know the places that we go?
This is great.
When we're young and old.
No, great, great and old. Great, yeah, that was it.
What is that?
I can't
that?
Even. I and then because and then it goes, no, I can't do it. See, I'm just too. I've got,
oh my
stage
god,
fright.
You know, you got it. You got the stage fright. I had this. I had this in Greece when I had to sing. There are worse things I could do.
Yeah.
I couldn't hit the top note, and it still haunts me, and I have nightmares about it till this very day. So
yeah.
Hey, look forward to that for the next, for your 30s.
Oh, cool. Thank Thinking you. About that singing lesson. I can't believe I'm going to be 30. Let's stop talking about it. Let's end this episode
I'm
now.
I'm excited for you. Oh my Don't god. Okay, make sure it's just the episode you're ending right now. You sound like you're in a dark place. Okay. All right. Let's
We're sorry about the long
later.
Hiatus. We're back now. We're going to start doing seasons of 10 episodes with regular breaks so that we don't fuck everyone around and just splurge. Make it all work a bit more smoothly.
I honestly think that people are going to listen to this one and go on hiatus again. we're good.
Just take another break.
The all place right. is where we go. When we're gray,
when we are gray and old.
You're starting too high. That's the problem. You honestly are starting too high. You got to start low.
Hey, fuck it. Let's not do two episodes. Let's just do it now. Let's just do a Christmas special. Honestly, why don't we just fucking, let's do our bonus now and we'll just release it as a Christmas special.
The worst Christmas special that anyone, no one has asked for.
No, not true. Family, everyone, gather around. We're going to watch Love Actually, and we're going to critique it from a heteronormative
Heteronormative?
And no, heteronormative. No, I did not say heteronormative.
You did say heteronormative. Although, well, no, because what I wanted to talk about anyway at the start of the fucking year before we go on some mad tangents was something specific, what I think is one of the best holiday films.
Yeah.
Which is The Holiday. Oh Nancy Myers.
Why? I hate that you love The Holiday.
Why? Why? You made like me fucking watch Safe Haven the other day. That is a piece of shit. I'll tell you that
How
much.
Fucking good was that, though?
No,
just,
it was
like,
fine.
As an experience, it
as
was
a
so...
As a film, it's terrible. Yeah. I mean, as The Holiday film, is terrible. A terrible film as well. But... You got to lean
it's
into
such
that.
Such a bad film.
It's not a
I've
bad
lost you.
Film.
You're back.
It's not
it's
a bad film.
It's such a bad film. Rose, it's such a bad film.
Safe
Do you know
Haven
what it has in
film.
It?
The, you know, the
Can
amount-
I just tell you something? Here's what I hate about Nancy Meyers films. It's the one thing she always does. She is overly enthusiastic, overly competent, overly confident, and like just fucking annoying children, and I will not stand for that.
Okay.
Write in your movie a child who's not precocious, and then that is a movie I will watch. Is I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. Like the scene, and it's complicated when the mum like comes to see them at John Krasinski's house, and like all the adult children are like in bed together. I was like, grow up, you babies.
It is pretty. It is pretty awful. That is. I do hate families who like get on with each other. I hate watching that. But then I watched The Family Stone and enjoyed that. So, you know.
God.
But I have a bone to pick. I have a bone to pick with Nancy Meyers' like decisions for like romantic leads, because the women are always so hot and the men are so average.
Yeah. Are you talking about Kate Winslet and Jack Black?
I mean, in what universe can you put Kate Winslet and Jack Black together? Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, like, I know that your heart might be good, but I'm, no. No. Like, no, it's not on.
I bet Jack Black has a hot wife.
Oh, yeah, of course. And he's got great personality. He's very funny. He does not... he does not look right next to Kate Winslet because they have no chemistry because they are not attracted to each other. They have no chemistry whatsoever. Cameron Diaz and Jude Law, they want to fuck each other. You can tell. And they're probably...
Do you reckon?
Well, Cameron Diaz is a mystery to me in a way. I think Jude Law...
Cameron Diaz to me is like somebody who's simultaneously been amazing and shit and then like so bad and stuff.
Yeah.
That I can't tell if she's good or not.
But she's really good in the bad stuff. Like think about like... What's the other... what's that film with Leslie Mann?
The one with the guy and the model. The other woman Kate or something? Upton. Yeah.
She's actually... She does good with some material that's not too great. You know?
Yeah. But she's like great in Being John Malkovich.
Great in Being John Malkovich.
Great in Maybe a Stranger's Wedding. Great in The Mask.
Like, oh, in that film she has sex with a car.
When does she have sex with a car?
Yeah, so she has sex with a car. It's like a little arty film.
It's a dream you had.
No, she has sex with a car.
It's just a dream you had.
No, she didn't.
She had sex in the car? Or
on a car. She puts the car. Her legs on the windscreen, like on the screen. On the windshield and fucks it.
No, she doesn't.
She does. It's called... I'll tell you. It's got Michael Fassbender in it. And it's called...
Oh, my God. The Counselor.
The Counselor, yeah.
Cameron Diaz humps a Ferrari. That's a legit... There's a YouTube vid right now that I'm just about to start watching.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's got out of the car. She's getting on top of the car... She's in like a leopard full suit and Javier Bardem is in the car. So she's like doing something hot to him.
Okay.
Oh, oh my God. She's so flexible. Holy shit. She's got her legs in full splits. Okay, I'll set the scene for you.
Okay.
So Javier is in the car. He's looking up through the windscreen. I assume she's not wearing any underwear.
Yeah.
And she pulls her legs, like, to the side in the split so that her, like, vag is, like, wide open on the car.
Whoa.
And then she's, like, humping it while he's looking at her.
Jesus Christ.
It's full on. I can't believe she does that with her legs.
That's... Look, maybe
she must do a lot of yoga.
She must do a huge amount of yoga. Good on her. Yeah. Good on her.
Good on her.
If I could hump a car, I would. You know what? If I had the ability to do
what she was doing right now,
If God came down from heaven and said, "Rose, I will give you the ability without any practice or like classes to be able to bend your legs that far apart and it won't be painful.
Yeah.
All you have to do is fuck a car
with
Javier Bardem in it once.
Yeah.
We'll film it.
Yeah.
I'd say yes. I'd say, where do I sign?
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be okay with that being out there?
I'd be like, I would have heard the Javier Bardem, but I'd be like, cool, great. I mean, like, I would have heard the bit of like, you're going to, I can't explain myself. I just really want to be that
question. Are there a set of circumstances under which you would do a sex tape that was released to the public?
That I knew was going to be released to the public?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone does a sex tape knowing that it's going to be released to the public.
Here's the thing, right? You know it's going to be released to the public, but it will be released to the public under the guise of you not knowing it's going to be released to the public. Does that make
sense? So I want it to be released to the public. But I'm going to pretend like I didn't want it to be released to the public.
You know it's going to be released to the public, but in the hypothetical, you can fully be like, I had no idea, and everyone will believe you.
I don't think I wouldn't want a sex tape to be out there, but I wouldn't actively want one to be out there.
Okay.
Because what if I do something weird that everyone else is like, what? They're like, what if no.
Just like one sex thing that you do,
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? And everyone's real into it. And then they're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. And they close their laptops real fast.
That's so funny. Imagine if there is just one weird thing that
like
you
I start bleeding out of my eyes.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck? That's not like Right.
Would you continue to seek out orgasm if it meant every time you had an orgasm, you got stigmata? So you like bled out your hands and your feet and like your side where the sword went in, and fuck, I don't know where else.
Would I still want to have the ability to have orgasms?
Yeah, would you seek that out?
No,
still? Nobody else gets it.
I don't
just
think
you.
So. I think
only
I
you
be...
get stigmata.
I just don't think I could deal with a clean up, because I could hardly deal with like period sex. You know what I mean? Like that's
yeah,
a real
totally.
That's a real rigmarole, and it's just like if that's stigmata every time, you're not.
Yeah.
It's like every time.
It's every time
far
yeah.
out. And they yeah. say like had like
here's
some
another
sort of
question for
full
you.
Body morph suit that like bandage suit that I'd have to wear.
Well, you could do it with bandages, wouldn't you? You could pre-bandage your like feet and
yeah.
hands and stuff.
True.
I'm sure you'd develop like a series of coping mechanisms,
like a routine, which might make it sexier, I guess. Go on.
Yeah. You'd have to include it in your routine.
Yeah.
It's like putting on a condom. It's like bandaging up.
Yeah.
For your, totally. For your stigmata.
Okay. Did you have another question?
Do you think
question?
Jesus is listening to this podcast right now?
I don't think Jesus would listen to this
what
podcast. But I do,
do
think he'd
listen
to podcasts.
He listens to like This American Life.
Yeah, I think he like is hella into NPR and stuff, or like some design podcasts.
Loves Ira Glass,
or like history podcasts, because he wants, you know, when you want to hear it, like you just listen to a podcast because you know that you're on it, or like you hear an interview because you're in it, or someone mentions you.
Yeah,
that's, he's doing that, but with history
so
podcasts
true.
On like the BBC and stuff. He's
oh
going,
my god,
ooh.
I mean, he's a real narcissist.
Fuck yeah, god.
Do you know who I love? Jack Nicholson. And I know that I shouldn't, because I'm sure, for sure, he's done some fucked up shit. For
I'm
sure.
100% sure he's done some fucked up shit, Alice, so it's pretty dodge that you
okay,
would even
right,
say
I'll
that.
I'll dial it back.
But
okay,
I'll
take it back.
Look, I agree.
No, I'll take it back.
He was in the house.
All I'm saying,
that
all I'm
Roman
saying
Polanski.
Is that he has not... All I'm saying is that he has not had public condemnation yet. So I reckon it's a clean bill of health to still get horned up at Jack Nicholson until shit finally hits the fan, okay?
You know what? True. While you can. Get it in while you can.
All
our heroes, all our heroes are falling. All our boners are... God, I mean, the future of this podcast.
Oh, my God. My Jesus. Oh, fuck. That's what I forgot to talk about.
What?
How right was I about Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, you're so right. You were so right.
I don't
right.
want to say it, but if there is a single silver lining to this whole disaster.
Oh, no. Oh, my. You're right. You're disgusting. You're a disgusting human being. You're disgusting.
I saw through his bullshit.
Yeah.
I saw through it. What a fucking dick. You heard it here first on this podcast. Officially,
yeah.
Dustin Hoffman is going on the hit list.
He's on the hit list, baby.
He's
Everyone's
on
the hit list, baby. All men are trash. The premise of this podcast is inherently
trash.
Flawed because most of them are turning out to be
They're
sexual
so
offenders.
Bad. Oh my God, I'm so sick of it. Ugh. I had experience today where I did that thing where somebody like you don't go for a hug and then they like push for it. Well, not like push for it, but like they do the thing where they're like
oh come on.
Okay, this no, the person said to me, I can't even say it out loud. The person goes to me, he goes, cuddles, and I was like, oh. Like in a professional capacity.
That's fucked up.
Like, yeah, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, gross.
You've got to be kidding me.
Gross.
And then, do you know what's so bad, though? I just did it.
Oh.
I was like, it's so much easier to hug this person than it is to, like, deal
okay,
with
okay, if
thing
someone's
going to
say
like,
cuddles
what?
You, obviously you're going to hug them. Because imagine going no. Like, although it
yeah.
surprises me that you have enough courage to not sing Angels by Robbie Williams in a room where the karaoke track is playing and you do not have the courage... to say no to cuddles. And that's basically that's the female experience, isn't it?
Yeah,
That's the experience.
Oh, God. It's so bad, though. I've been in that situation before where it's like someone's like, give me a hug. And I'm like, oh, stop it.
I feel it's like I've done it to other people.
Have you?
No, not like give me a hug. But like I go in for a hug and like, you know, that might be a bit awkward.
That's
but it's
so
not
different.
Like, yeah, I've never demanded a hug. No, I've never demanded a hug.
I can't imagine you ever demanding a hug.
Yeah. No, I mean neither actually anymore. Oh, anyway.
Also, in like a professional capacity, like you went into a meeting with an agent and like they gross. Clearly weren't going for a hug and you were like, cuddles.
Cuddles. Something so fucked up about it.
Cuddles for me.
I don't like it one bit.
No, I don't like it one bit either.
Anyway, in conclusion, Nancy Myers, get fucked. I feel good about Nancy Myers now as well.
Do you know what? Nancy Myers is fucked up. The point of view of relationships that she presents on camera is terrible because literally every guy in her movies is garbage until they are redeemed by a woman who is way hotter and way more successful than them.
It's true. It's very true. Nancy Myers, okay. You're on the shit list.
No, she's on the fucking hit list.
Oh, sorry, hit list.
She's on the hit list. The shit list is for good people.
It's good people, okay. Nancy Myers, you're on the hit list. And everyone...
Along with...
Who's been nice this Christmas, you're on the shit list. You little bitches.
You better watch... Ooh.
Sorry, I've been saying bitches a lot recently. I think it's bad.
No, I reckon take it back. That's sweet.
Okay, this is really the end. I don't know if it was worth it even doing more. But please rate, subscribe, rate,
nice
subscribe,
Christmas
rate, subscribe.
Message.
Hope you have a great Christmas, Alice. What are you going to do?
I'm going to New York. Pretty cool there.
Fuck you.
I can't wait, to be honest.
You little bitch.
Actually, if there are any Boners fans who live in New York, hit me up.
Oh, God, you need a place to stay.
I'm just looking for some shit to do.
Are you going on Christmas Day?
Nah, I go on the 27th. Christmas Day, I go for a barbecue at my mum's sister's place.
That's really what I was asking. I didn't ask, like, what are you doing for the 27th of December onwards? Like, I was asking, what are you doing for Christmas? So, you know.
Yeah, anyway. No, that's fair. That's a really fair criticism.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. What are you going to do?
I'm going to see my brother and my New Zealand friends. I'm going to make some chop suey.
Yum.
And pretty much freeball that recipe. I think they've got a turkey. I hate Christmas, but it'll be fine.
You'll be fine. You'll have a nice time.
I might go to bed early.
Nah, don't do that.
I might do.
You better watch out.
Merry Christmas all. Hope you have a very safe, happy Christmas.
You know what? Not Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Oh my God.
This podcast is for snowflake liberals.
True.
That's how I want it to say. It's a safe space. If you don't celebrate Christmas, that's totally fine. You don't need to. Because it's kind of a fucked up holiday anyway.
Yeah. Right? Why am I being... I hate Christmas so much. Hey, happy holidays. Happy Chinese New Year in Feb. I will be celebrating. Mm-hmm.
Can you please list them all? Because now you've singled out Chinese New Year. So,
and I will. It's the only thing I'll be celebrating next year. Not even my birthday.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Rose.
Goodbye, everyone. Now. Happy holidays. Merry Hanukkah.
No, Rose, stop it.
What was that? The wrong one.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. A Yuletide greetings. Oh, that's still Christmas, isn't it?
That's still Christmas, yeah.
Have a safe time,
Merry
guys.
Christmas, everyone.
So we're going to go for a little break now because, wow, we were spent after that quality podcast. No, we're going to have a little break. So this is your pre-Christmas little teaser. And then after Christmas, we're going to have probably about nine more
episodes.
10-ep season. 10-ep
season, yeah. 10-ep season.
10.
10-ep season, baby. Of nothing but gold, gold, gold.
And then another huge break. And then, you know, we'll have some lunch. We're going to just have a long lunch and just see how we're feeling. And then hopefully another 10 in the future. But, you know, who knows? We could be dead by then. Oh.
The point God, is, we could be dead by then. Listen, the point is, if neither of us are dead, we're going to be doing 10-episode seasons, and we're going to be doing them super regularly and keeping everything on a schedule next year. And
we sound manic.
We're going to get our lives better.
Yeah, we're going to be better for you. 2018, we're going to be better people for you. Please.
I don't want to sound desperate, but just like stay with us through it.
Stay with us.
Just be there for us.
Don't leave.
Don't leave us. Especially don't fucking leave for those fucking male gaze cunts.
Oh my God. Fuck, man. Stay with us. Enemies.
Stay with us.
Enemies to this podcast. We'll fight you.
You know what? They
male gays will fucking fight you. They are
the patriarchy.
Wow, that's a hot take. Hey, time out on the hit list for a hot minute for you. Okay?
Yeah, there are
our greatest allies and our worst enemies.
I'm the naughty boy. Oh, fuck. We even had a naughty boy. I'm the naughty boy of this podcast.
We've all been naughty boys.
Let's go out on that high.
Okay.
Let's go out on that high.
That's fair.
That Goodbye. Felt like a high. Bye.
I'm stopping recording now. Bye-bye. Shut up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.